from the book of Psalms in the Old Testament, Psalm 37. And I want us to consider the words that we find in verses 23 and 24. There's many verses throughout this psalm that are most applicable for us at the beginning of a new year. But it is that I want us to consider verses 23 and 24 of Psalm 37. We read there, "The steps of a man are established by the Lord when he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be cast headlong, for the Lord upholds his hand." The steps of a man are established by the Lord. How many steps did you take in 2022? And how many steps will you take in 2023? Well, it is that there are people who study such things, and there was a study that was conducted in 2011, and it concluded that adults over the age of 18, that they take anywhere from 4,000 to 18,000 steps per day. It was also the case in that study that they looked in terms of children and adolescents, and it was found that those under 18 take anywhere from 10,000 to 16,000 steps a day. And then, this doesn't surprise me, the number of daily steps dropped significantly as teenagers approach the 18 years of age. Then it is that there also seems to be a significant difference in the average number of steps that are taken by men and women. From childhood through adulthood, it is that it seems that men tend to walk more. But as children and teens, men walk an average of 12,000 to 16 steps a day. But it's supposedly the case that women walk 10,000 to 12,000 steps a day. Then it is that part of the study also looked at the number of steps of those in various forms of employment and how many steps they took in a day in their workplace. The one that came at the top of the list was a server, a waiter, a waitress. And it is that it was reckoned that they walked 22,778 steps a day. For those of you who are teachers amongst us, it was said that teachers walked 12,564 steps a day. You can tell me later if that's correct. And then it is that the ones who walked the lowest number of steps are those who work in call centers, who are sitting and who are listening to people on the phone. And the call center worker only walks 6,618 steps a day. And when it is that you look back over the past year, 2022, unless it is that you've used a pedometer, or it is that you've got a smartwatch that tells you each day how many steps you take, or maybe it is that you've got an app on your phone that also lets you know how many steps you take, you don't really know how many steps you took over the past year. But even though it is that you don't know the number, it is that you recognize something of what took place at various points as you walk through your life. It is that you can remember days of good steps, you can remember days of bad steps. You can remember days when the steps you took were difficult, you can remember the days when you took were easy. It is that you can remember steps that were painful for some reason or another. It could be physical pain, it could be mental pain, whatever it may be. But then you can also think of steps that were pleasant steps, maybe going to God's house, maybe going to meet with family and friends and so on. And then it is, if you're like me, you can look back in many days of stumbling steps. And then it is also that there were days maybe when you had to be very precise in the way it was that you stepped through the day that God had given you. And as you take steps, it is that these steps result in movement, they result in whatever direction you would take. It is that you can know fulfillment in terms of the steps you take through life, or it is that you can be unfulfilled, maybe for some of us. 2022, even though it is that we walk tens of thousands of steps, it is at the beginning of 2023, you find yourself not fulfilled. And you're wondering what it is that you need to do and the steps you take in 2023. And so it is that something that seems so easy, putting one foot in front of the other and going wherever it is that we would wish to go, it is that it suddenly takes on major proportions. And if it is like this in our day-to-day experience, then I think it's of even more consequence in terms of spiritual walking. And the spiritual walk that we're called to in 2023. So it is that I think that our text this morning is most appropriate and applicable on this first day of 2023. The steps of a man are established by the Lord when he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be cast headlong, for the Lord upholds his hand. So what's David saying to us here? The first thing is David's making an affirmation. David's making an affirmation here. And it is that at the end of each day of 2023, you do what you would do well to repeat out loud in your home what it is that David says here. The reason being that when the day is over, you will know whether the steps you've taken through that day have been good for you, or if it is that they've not been so good for you. And we should use words like these to encourage us in our spiritual pilgrimage, and particularly when it is that we find ourselves going through times of difficulty for one reason or another. You see, these verses remind us of the truth that as God's people, God ordains every step we take. That's the affirmation that David's making. God ordains every step that we take, the good and the bad, the happy and the sad, the positive and the negative. It is that when you read the steps of a man are established, the verb there, established, it's very strong, the grammarians tell us, in the Hebrew a presentation of Psalm 37. And what it basically means is to establish something so that it's got a strong foundation, that it's got a strong footing. And it is that you've known yourself over the past number of days when we've had snow and ice, that if it is that we haven't had a strong, secure footing, then it is that our steps, we don't make progress, and in some cases it is that we fall straight to the ground. And it is that Proverbs 16:9 tells us that the heart of man plans his ways, but the Lord establishes his steps. And it's the same idea here in what David is saying in Psalm 37. Most of us here this morning, I think, would agree that it is God who directs our steps. Proverbs 3:6, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. He will make it easy for you to take steps day after day after day. But the verb that David uses here that's translated as established, or it could also be translated as ordered, is even stronger. He's saying to us, look, God not only directs our steps, but God determines our steps, and it is that God orders our steps or ordains our steps. So this includes your going out and your coming in. It includes your lying down and your getting up. It includes your waking and your sleeping, your buying and your selling, your talking and your listening, and your walking and even your driving. And because he is God, there are no accidents with him. Nothing ever happens to the child of God by luck, by chance, or fate. And no circumstances, whether good or bad, can come to any one of us apart from God's determined purpose for us. Now think on it. If you're like me this morning, you're wondering what the new year will bring for you. And perhaps it is on the basis of what the past year brought for you. You're here, and it is that though everything seems okay in the outside, you just got to scrape the surface a little and the veneer of calmness and so on. You find out really what's lying underneath. And it is that you're maybe got fears within and fears without. Will it be a good year for me? Will it be a bad year for me? And I suppose that one of the closest answers we could give to that question is that 2023 will be a lot in some ways like 2022. In some days it will be business as usual. You'll have good days and you'll have bad days. You'll have some victories, you'll have some defeats. You'll be sick for a while, and that seems to be happening more and more. But it is that hopefully you'll be healthy much of the time. Some of your prayers will be answered, some won't be answered. Some of the dreams that you have, they'll come true or they'll be dashed in the hard rocks of the reality of your experience. And some of your plans for this year will come to fruition, and yet it is that others will remain undone. What about in terms of friendships? It is that you'll discover that some of your friends in 2023, they'll be there when you need them and you thank God for them, but others will fail you when you need them most. And so it is that in many respects, 2023 will be the same because all of us face the same ongoing challenges in our walk with God. But know this, and this is the strength, this is your comfort, that your steps in the coming year are established by God. That it is that your steps are ordered by God. That it is that you may be saying at some point, Lord, why is it? That the steps that I'm taking are such as these. I'd rather take other steps. But it is that David says to us that it's the Lord who's in charge of the details of your life. Now, do you believe that? That the Lord ultimately is in charge of the details of your life? If it is that we say we're agreeing with David, the steps of a man are established by the Lord, then it is that we have to believe that. And that's where the rubber hits the road. Because it's easy, in a sense, intellectually to say these things. But when it is that the roof's caving in, when it is that the foundations are being destroyed, when it is that our society seems to be imploding round about us, and even perhaps our own marriage or our own family settings imploding, it is that we have to be able to say, my steps, however they are ordered by God, and on that basis, I can have hope. So there's this affirmation here. Second thing that I think we find here is what I've termed as assurance. We've got affirmation and we've got assurance. And the assurance comes in verse 24. Though he fall, he shall not be cast headlong, for the Lord upholds his hand. God promises that when we fall, it's not a case of if we fall. God is saying the reality is that you will fall. There will be times when it is you will fall, and perhaps it will be a tremendous fall, but you'll not be utterly destroyed. Picture yourself walking through a dense forest. And as you're walking through the forest, you don't see the rock that's just peeking out under the surface of the earth. And your foot hits it, and you trip, and you fall to the ground. And when it is that the path is narrow and winding, it's hard not to fall sometimes. And that's what life is like. We all stumble in many ways. Now it is that this phrase, cast headlong, it literally means to be cast headlong into a deep, deep pit. Happens, say, when you're in the States and you're at the Grand Canyon. You're peering down from the edge of the canyon and you're looking down and it's 3,000 feet to the bottom. And it is that somebody comes up behind you and pushes you off the edge. And you go down the 3,000 feet. And when you finally hit the bottom 3,000 feet later, you don't dust yourself off and keep going. Have you ever seen those cartoons, Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner? And it is that very often Wile E. Coyote, for whatever reason, Roadrunner is able to have him fall from a tremendous height. And it is that you see him going down, 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 and eventually there's just this little puff of dust. He's hit the ground. And then the camera goes to where he is, and he gets up and he dusts himself off, and he goes on his merry way. It's not like that in real life. It is when you finally hit the bottom, you've been utterly destroyed. You're not able to get up. You're not able to make progress. And here is God saying to us today, and he's promising, that won't happen to you. It won't happen to you. Though you fall, and you will fall, you shall not be cast headlong into the deep pit. Though we may face desperate, life-changing circumstances in 2023, God will not allow you to be utterly destroyed. Do you believe that? Do you? Listen to what Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 4 from verse 8. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. It's almost like an exegesis of what it is that David is saying here in verse 24. And Paul, previous to this, says, so we do not lose heart, though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. Did you look at yourself in your bathroom mirror this morning? And you saw it. Wow, I've got more gray hair than I did last year at this time. I've got even less hair than I did last year at this time. Not as slim as I was last year at this time. I've put weight on. Not as happy today as I was last year this time. And it is that the truth and the reality of what the scripture is teaching is before us every single day. Our outer self is wasting away. But our inner self, our souls, are being renewed day by day. You see, the apostle and David are saying to us that nothing can happen to us that will sever our relationship with God. How? Because it is that the Lord himself upholds us by his mighty hand. I can remember the days, I can scarce believe that this month, Mark, will be 35. I'm sort of going, wow, that's only 2 years younger than when we came here to Canada. And when he came here, he was 9, and he was just a little boy. All the older ones here, you were little as well. But I can remember when he was 3-4 years of age, and I would take him to the park, and he had this little bicycle. And sometimes it is that you get fed up with the bike, and we would walk together hand in hand. And there are two ways that a father and son might hold hands. The little one can reach up with his tiny hand and to grasp the father's large hand. And that's fine, that's good. But it's only good until it is that the child stumbles. And when it is that the child stumbles as he's holding on outwardly to the father's hand, it is that he's forced to let go of his father's hand. And he falls to the ground. But when it's the other way about, when it is that the child's hand is found right in the center of the father's hand, the boy or the girl, they're safe. No matter what happens, and no matter what might be trying to trip them up and make them fall, the Father's hand holds them up. He may stumble, but he will not fall. It's the same for us. This coming year, we will stumble. I can guarantee that. But we will not fall if we are in Christ. The fall this year might be one of trouble, might be a fall into calamity, might be a fall into serious moral sin. But it is that we will not fall ultimately because the Father is upholding us. Maybe this year your stumbling, your falling will be in the occasion of the loss of a job. Maybe a health problem that you or your loved ones are facing. Maybe the breakup of your marriage. Maybe the end of a friendship, bankruptcy. Any sort of personal crisis that perhaps ends up you losing your reputation. Could be a series of foolish choices that you made that led you in the wrong direction and turned you away from walking towards God. And it is that you hurt those around you when it is that you fell. And sometimes it is that the fall of circumstances causes a fall into bitterness, anger, rage, abusive speech, foolish decisions, whatever it may be. And the Bible shows us that even the most godly of God's people, how easily this can happen to them. Why? Because the Bible tells us the whole truth about who and what we are. Tells us unashamedly of our fallen nature. You know and I know, you can be full of faith one day, maybe you're here today and you're full of faith. But tomorrow or this week for some reason, you lack faith. We're fickle creatures. It is that we can see worship mixed with worry, faith matched with doubt, kindness overcome by arrogance. And what we're learning is that very strong people, even God's strong people, can do very foolish things. It's a cliche, but it's true. Saints often act like sinners. Saints can often act like sinners. Think about Noah, preacher of righteousness. He built an ark to save his family, and when the flood was over, what did Noah do? He got drunk. And he ended up exposing himself physically to his sons. What about Abraham? By faith, he left Ur of the Chaldees, followed God's call to the promised land. He didn't know where it was he was going, but he followed God's call. You tell me to leave, I'll leave. But when he got there, he lied about his wife. Not just once, but twice. The friend of God. And it is that he gets his wife in terrible situations. She ends up in a harem. And dearest, what could have happened if God hadn't intervened? What about Moses? Psalm 90, great psalm. Read it today. Read it this week. And Moses leads the children of Israel out of Egypt, but he kills an Egyptian and tries to cover up the evidence. And then, of course, the one who's par excellence stands out, King David. The man after God's own heart, the apple of God's eye. Oh, what a great man of God. And he was. He's the man who wrote, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And yet, what does he do? He commits adultery with Bathsheba. And he has her husband, Uriah the Hittite, murdered. And he does this in a vain attempt to cover his sin. In the New Testament, there's Peter. Someday I was reading this week, called Peter the man, and I started to laugh. He called Peter the man with the foot-shaped mouth. Peter's the man with the foot-shaped mouth. And on the one hand, he's got the courage to declare to Jesus, "You're the Christ, the Son of the living God." But how little Peter really knows himself. And we know what happens when it is that he denies his Lord and Master three times. He denies his Lord and Master three times. And these accounts are in Scripture to instruct us and to encourage us. That they teach us that even the best of God's people under pressure can do very foolish things. That's how we need, in a sense, to think of one another more highly than we do ourselves. Because it is that so often pride comes before a fall. And you know that, and I know that. No one here today or online is beyond the reach of temptation. No one. And who knows what it is that you'll be tempted to do or say in the year to come. The Bible is teaching us, and the psalmist is saying to us here, that very godly people can make some very wrong choices, and they can suffer greatly as a result. And that may happen. Pray it doesn't, but it could happen. But then he's also telling us, though he falls, he'll not be cast headlong, because the Lord upholds his hand. Some Christians, it's almost as though they come to the point where they say, "I'm beyond that temptation. I'm beyond it. I've got it beaten, hands down." I'm saying to you, don't ever say that, because you never know what you're beyond. You really don't. Today's victory can actually be setting you up for tomorrow's defeat. And it's something that you need to take seriously. And it is that the Scripture encourages us to know that when we fall, we will rise up. Proverbs 24 and 16, "Though a righteous man falls seven times, he rises again." It's not to make light of what it is that made us fall, but it's to keep the proper perspective. I've met Christians over the years, I've counseled Christians over the years, and they're in the depths of despair and depression. Why? Because there was something that caused them to fall, and they can't believe that as they've repented, they're forgiven. And they've said to me, "I don't feel I'm forgiven." And I've said to them, "Forget your feelings. God is saying in his word, you are forgiven if you repent. God says in his word, even if you fall seven times, he'll raise us up." Psalm 145, 14, you read, "The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up all those who are bowed down." Is there anybody like that here today? We're what? nearly 12 hours now into the first day of 2023. And maybe you've fallen already. Maybe it is that you're here and within your heart you're bowed down. God says to you, I uphold you and I will help you. God never intends, and sometimes I think we forget this and we haven't taught this as well as we should have. God never intends you to stay down forever. He doesn't. He intends for you to rise up and for you to keep walking on with him. So we've got an affirmation here. We've got an assurance here. And thirdly, and we'll go through this quickly, we've got an application here. And the application, in a sense, we've covered already, that God, every detail of your life is under God's control. Even the very number that are here today, and the visitors and whoever's online, it's all under God's control. God decreed before the beginning of time who would be here today, what age you would be, how you would be like, what temperament you would have, what your experiences would have been from the moment of your birth and so on. It's all in accordance with his will. Now again, it's something that is easy to say, but it's difficult at times to keep that before us. But that's what it is that God is saying to us. He knows everything and he does everything for us as well. And it's something that we need to give God thanks for. Another application is this, that God takes pleasure in our struggle to walk in holiness. The steps of a man are established by the Lord when he delights in his way. And what way is that? It's the way of holiness. It's the way of Christ-likeness. It's the way of submission. It's the way of self-denial. Because when it is that you look at the steps that Jesus Christ himself took, it is that these steps ultimately led to Calvary, ultimately led to the cross, ultimately led to your sin and my sin being placed upon him, ultimately led to him being in the grave for the space of 3 days, and ultimately led to him being raised up from the dead and to be seated at God's right hand. And it is that as he walked in holiness, it is that as we are in Christ, we are to walk in holiness. Each step that we take, but we struggle. But it is that we're told here that our steps is established by the Lord. The Lord, he established them when he delights in our way. Maybe you're saying today, well, I don't know the truth as I once did of what you're saying, Alan. Well, ask yourself, have the steps that you've been taking, are they such steps that you know that God will delight in those steps? Are they steps that speak of you being conformed ever closer to the image of Jesus Christ? Think of a father or a mother and their young child. The child's learning to walk. And for months, the child's been crawling. But it is that recently the child has managed to figure out how to pull itself up, and it's there at the edge of the couch or whatever it is, and its little legs are shaking, not coping with the weight that's been put on the legs. But as each day goes by, the shaking gets less and less because the muscles and the bones are getting stronger and stronger. And one day it is that the child decides, I'm going to go for it. And it is that it takes its hands from off the couch or whatever it's holding on to, and it is that it wobbles for a moment, then it starts to begin to take the first step, and then bang, down it falls. Now, does their parents spank them for falling? That's a bad word today, spank. Does a parent spank them for falling? Of course not. A parent probably smiles a bit at the tears. But the parent then helps the little one get back up. And good parents know that falling is a necessary part of learning how to walk. If you never fall, you'll never learn how to walk. Have you ever thought on that? It might be great seeing your child able to pull itself up and its legs aren't shaking. oh man, if it just stayed there the rest of its days, how tragic it would be. And parents do their children no favors by being so protective that the child will never fall down. Better that a child should fall 100 times than never learn how to walk at all. Apply that spiritually. We will fall. But God will use those falls to strengthen us and to enable us to walk. Our struggles, in many ways, are necessary. I was saying at the prayer meeting on Wednesday evening that sometimes I've said to the Lord, why do you make it always so hard? Why do you make it at times just so difficult for us? Why is it that the sin that trips me up so easily that I've asked to be relieved from, why is it that that's not happening and I keep falling? There's no doubt about it. Sometimes we bring trouble on ourselves by the foolish choices that we make. Sometimes we end up hurting those round about us very greatly by repeating those bad choices over and over again, over and over again. But by our very nature, our Heavenly Father, as an earthly father or mother, knows that for the child to walk, they have to fall. Likewise, spiritually, our Father in heaven, as he wants us to walk, he knows it will involve us falling from time to time. The problem is that when we do sin, sometimes we wrongly conclude, God must hate me now. Did you feel that in 2022? Anytime in your spiritual walk. God must hate me now. And in your despair, you want to hide in the closet and never come out. How can God ever accept me again and take me back after the way I was? The answer is, God loves you with an everlasting love. God has promised you that he will not let you go, that he will not leave you, that he will not forsake you, that he is with you always to the end of the age. So then, as we come to a close, let's sum up the application in 3 simple ways. Your struggles in 2023 are necessary, but fight on. Your Father has not forgotten you, nor will forget you in 2023. So hang on. And your future in 2023, on into eternity, whether it be this year or in a decade down the road, is assured. Walk on. That's what you're called to do. Walk on. God will not put us in an unbearable situation in 23. He may put us into situations that seem unbearable. But the reason he will do that is to call us to turn to himself. He doesn't give strength in advance, but only when it is that strength is needed. And each day of this year, each hour of each day of this year, God will give you the strength that you need. If I didn't believe that, I'd be as well closing my Bible and walking out of here. But we believe. And let me end with this. If in this year, in your walk, you're tired of sin, run to the cross. Run to the cross. If you want a new start in 2023 in your life, run to the cross. If at any point in 2023 you feel like a failure, run to the cross. If you fear for the future in 2023, run to the cross. If you need hope and encouragement in 2023, you know what I'm going to say? Say it as well. Run to the cross. And in 2023, if you want to meet Jesus, there's maybe people here and online, and you've never met Jesus yet. You don't know him. Run to the cross. The steps of man are established by the Lord. when he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be cast headlong, for the Lord upholds his hand. Amen. Let's stand to pray. Our God and our Father, it is that perhaps even at the beginning of this year, on the basis of the steps that we took over the past days, that we find ourselves far from you. And so we pray that even now, as we have been reminded again of your great love toward us in Jesus Christ, that we might take steps even now to run to the cross and to seek the face and favor of our great God and our great Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you that in the beginning of this new year, that we have been enabled to come under the sound and the authority of your word. And we pray especially if there are any amongst us, and already it is that they are fearful for what the year ahead holds for them. Oh, we pray that you, O Lord, might take them by the hand and say to them, blessedly and assuredly, this is the way, walk ye in it. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Hear us now and forgive sin. We ask this in Christ's name and for his sake. Amen.